Let us start again from Tabeis Amud Aleph to get into the swing of the sugya. Omar Mal Misho Shakehanim Nichnosim Lechel B'Tchumosa. This man Krishma starts when the Kahanim go in to eat the Tchume, the Kahanim Shenitmu come in to eat the Tchume. So the Gemara asks, Mechtei Kahanim Emes Ka'ochli Tchume Mishas Teisa Kechodim. Listening, Mishas Teisa Kechodim. So why did the Mishnah have to beat around the bush? Let the Mishnah tell us that this man Trishm is Mishas Teisa Kechodim. So the Gemara answers, Milsa Agavuche Kamash Molom. Kehamin Emes Ka'ochli B'Tchume. When are Kahanim permitted to eat Tchume? Mishas Teisa Kechodim. The Hokamash Malon, and the Mishnah is telling us the Kapore Loima Akre, that even though a Koyin is a Mechusa Kippurim, he has to bring a Kolb. For example, let's say the Koyin is a Mitzoyre, so he will not become completely Toyer till the next day when he brings his Kolb. So the Mishnah is telling us that even that Koyin is permitted to eat Trume, even though as yet he did not bring his coat. Now, where do we see this in the Mishnah? Agabuche, I saw from Rabbi Yonis Nishtaif, Zechayne Lebrochi, explains Rashi Shita, and later we'll see Taisbe Shita. But according to Rashi, it would seem the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us that a Koyin, that is a Mechusa Kippurim, that has to bring a korban yet the next day, he's permitted to eat trume after he tables himself before he brought his korban. Where do we see this in the Mishnah? Misho shekehanim nichnosim lechel b'tchumosa. So Balabatish we can say, the Mishnah is speaking about all kehanim tumeim. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate such a tume, all kehanim are permitted to eat trume after Herif Shemis of Tfilosom. That's a Balabatish Shibshat. Rabbi Yonasan Zecheinu Levrocha wants to say, could be the Tane is Meramis, is giving us a hint that he means to say, Afilu Amechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat trume before he brought his kapor. Where do we see this in the Mishnah? We saw Rashi said in the Mishnah, Nichnosim Lechel B'Trumosam, so Rashi seemed to tell us it doesn't mean when they eat Trume, because as we mentioned yesterday, they're not allowed to eat Trume, according to Rashi, when this man Krishma starts. So, Nichnosim Lechel B'Trumosam, Rashi says, Higia Itam Lechel B'Truma. The time came that they're permitted to eat Trume. Fine. So that's how Rashi said Pshat in the Mishnah. So why did the Mishnah have to say such a misleading lashon, Nichnosim Lechel B'Tchumosam? So he says, could be the Mishnah's Meramis, we're speaking about a Mitzoyreh. A Mitzoyreh is Mishulach from all the Machnas, from Machna Yisrael. When this Mitzoyreh tables himself, and there's Herev Shemesh, then is Nichnosim. Then he's allowed to get back, and lechel, Rashi says, means vihigiyah itam lechel b'trumosom. So that means the Tana said a mouthful in a few words. But the Tana says, the Tana is speaking about a mechusa kippurim, because that's what the Tana wants to tell us. That this man, Krishma, is when the kahanim, that al yidei tfilosom, the Harif Shimshom is Nichnosim, they're allowed to come back to Machne Yisrael, Vihigiyya Itam, these two words Rashi put in already, Lechel B'Trumosom, so that's this man Krishma. So the Tane Milse Agavuche Kamash Malon, he's telling us that a Koyin Tomei, that still is dependent on his Kolbin, which has to be brought the next day, is still allowed to eat Trume after Herif Shemesh. And that is what the Mishnah is telling us. The Hoke Mashmon, the Mishnah is telling us this. The Kapore loy ma'akve. The Kapore is not ma'akev in the aheter of Achilas Trume. Kiddisanya. Now, how do we know this halacha, that a kohen that is a mechusa kippurim is permitted to eat terumah, even though he did not bring his korban yet? Kiddisanya, we learn from the baraisa. Ubo hashemesh v'toyer. As soon as the sun goes down completely, v'toyer, v'yashim shei makvosim ilechul v'trumah, v'yoychum min hakadoshim. So the Pasuk tells us, B'yashimshai, as long as there was Erev Shemesh, he's allowed to eat Trumah. B'yashimshai ma'akvosei melechol b'trumah, ve'ein kaparosoi me'akvosei melechol b'trumah. And that is what the Tana is telling us, agav uch. So the Gemara now asks, how do you know to say that this is pshat in the Pasuk? U'maha u'mimai dahayu bo ha'shemesh b'yas ha'shemesh. How do you know to translate the pasuk that Ubo Hashemesh means the sun goes down? Vahai v'toher toher yoime, and it means that the day goes, leaves us completely. That means it's not sufficient that the sun went down. That's Shkiyas Hachama. The sun has to go down completely, that there's no day left. That means Teis HaKechovim. How do you know that that's pshat in the pasuk? Dilme bias oirehu, maybe pshat in the pasuk is different. Maybe the pasuk means uvo oir hashemesh, the oir hashemesh will come the next morning, umay v'toir, toir gavle. That means, when can he eat kochim? When can this mechusa kippurim eat kochim? When it will become day the next day, the oir hayoyim will come. V'toyer, by v'toyer, toyer gavre, and the person will bring a korban, and then he's allowed to eat kochim. So, what motivated you to tell you that toyer means toyer yoima? Maybe toyer means toyer gavre. Omar rabbe barabshile imkein leimikro v'yita, or v'tahir. So the pasuk should say, v'tahir, if there's missing something to his tahara, so the pasuk is telling us two things. We need a bo hashemesh, we need yoim shemini, the eighth day, the oir hayoim should come, v'tahir, and he should be metahir himself. That's a loshen tzivui. That means it's not sufficient that it became day, he has to do something to be metahir himself. My v'toher, why the pasuk says v'toher? It's not a loshen tzivui, it's a passive loshen. The Torah is telling us the matzav, how far the sun should go down. My v'toher, toher yoime. That the day left us completely, the day passed away. Kidyomri inchi, like this expression of people, Iarev Shimshe, the sun went down, ve'itki yoimen, the day passed away. Let's see what Rashi says. Dume bias oiroi, sheyoyer hashemesh b'yoim hashmini. That in order to be able to eat trume, one has to wait till it becomes the eighth day, v'itayer ho'ish atma, and he'll be metayer himself. That is what the pasuk is telling us. After he will be metayer himself. In Cain, so the Gemara says, if that is true, the high krav v'toher loshen tzivuyu, name krav v'tayer. So it should say a loshen tzivuy, he should be metayer himself. Mai v'toher itki loshen ova. It left us, nispana min ha'olam, the oir ha-shemesh was nispana min ha'olam, the shemesh was nispana min ha'olam. The shemesh is no connection anymore with this world, the shemesh left us. B'marove, in Eretz Yisrael, in Talmud Yerushalmi, ho de rabbe barav shile lo yishmielu. This diuk, what rabbe barav shile made, that Rabbi Barav Shila proved from the Pasuk that v'toher has to mean toher yoime. It cannot mean toher gavre. They didn't hear of Rav Shila's diyuk. Uboi lo mive. And when they learned the Pasuk, they had a shaila. Hayu bo ha-shemesh Bia Shim Shayu, Umay Vitoyer Toyer Yoimed. Does the Pasuk mean that the sun goes down and the day leaves us? Aitulme Bias Oyrayo, or means that the Oyer Hayoim of the next day comes, Umay Vitoyer Toyer Gab. Bahadel Poshtulon Mi Beraisa, and they were poshut this halacha from a beraisa. Midiktani beraisa, and let us see for 1 minute the beraisa, because the Gemara later brings down the beraisa. It is very important for us to see the lashon beraisa. The beraisa is around 10 lines further down. The beraisa starts me'emisai matchil l'likreis krishma ba'arvit. That is not negay to us now. The Chachomim say the Zman Kriyishme is Misho Shakoihanim Zakoim Lechel Bitrumosom. The Kahanim are permitted to eat Trume. Simin Lidovo say Sakrichot. So this Baraisa says openly that the Kahanim are permitted to eat Trume when Seita Kechavit. So the Baraisa says black and white that a Kohen Tome is allowed to eat Trume Seita Kechavit. He doesn't have to wait till the next day in order to be allowed to eat Trume. So this is Vahodo Poshtulomi Baraisa. Let's go back to the Gemara. They had a shaila, what is pshat in Pasuk? From the Pasuk they couldn't figure out the correct pshat. So they figured out the pshat, mi beraisa. Mi diktoni beraisa. The beraisa says, simen ledovol teisa kechom. The beraisa says, the kahanim are allowed to eat trume teisa kechom. Shma mino fi yashim shayu umay betoyer toyer yoyim. Let us see Rashi. Mibraite, diktani lekamon bishmaiten. We learned further in the sugya. Let's see the Agos Habach. Shakahanim zakoin lechel betrumosom. The kahanim azoiche to itrume. Veraye ledovo, simel ledovo, seisa kecho. Shmamino, that they're allowed to eat trume at night. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So in a nutshell, the Yerushalmi had a shaila, what is pshat in the Pasuk? They couldn't figure out pshat in the Pasuk. They found a Baraisa, that the Baraisa says that Kaihanim are allowed to eat Trume Tseisa Kaihovim, so it seems they do not have to wait till the eighth day. This is Rashi's pshat. There's a meiridike kasha, a meiridike difficulty on Rashi's pshat. The Baal HaMoir asks, if the Yerushalmi did not know pshat in the Pasuk. So they didn't know. So they had to find a Baraisa. There's a Baraisa that says, Kahanim are allowed to eat Trume at night. So from that Baraisa they figured out that they don't have to wait till the next day. Why do you have to bring a raya from a baraisa? I could bring it from the first Mishnah in Baruches. May emesai koirin eshma ba'arvin, misho shekahanim nichnosim lechol b'tchumosim. We're speaking about krishma shel arvis, and the Mishnah says that you eat trume when you learn krishma when this man achilas trume is for kahanim tmeim. What did they see more in the baraisa than in the Mishnah? So what will you tell me? You'll tell me it doesn't say in the Mishnah we're speaking about a Mechusa Kippurim. Could be the Yerushalmi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about a Koyin that doesn't have to bring a Kol. Oh, so this Koyin, he eats Trume after Harav Shemesh. So that's why when they learned the Mishnah, that didn't satisfy their Shaila. The Mishnah is only telling you, learn Krishma when the Kahanim Tmeim, in parentheses, which are not Mechusari Kippurim, are allowed to eat Trume. The Kahanim, which are Mechusari Kippurim, I don't know the Mishnah speaking about that, so they didn't want to say, they didn't hold of this Diyuk of Nichnosim, that is speaking about a Mechusari Kippurim, or the Balabata Shipshat is speaking about all Kahanim. They said, one cannot build from the Mishnah. So the Bala Moret, so you don't build from the Mishnah, what did you see in the Baraisa? What does the Baraisa say? The Baraisa says the same thing that the Mishnah says. Misho shakehanim zakoim lechel bitrumot. The kahanim are allowed to eat truma. Simin ledovo say sakechot. Amoyre de kekashe what the Bala Moret, and the Bala Moret, because of this kashe, has learned a different pshat in the Gemara, which we will soon see, which is Taisvus pshat. I saw Rabbi Yainis and Zechayna Levroche says, Amoyre de ke biyur, Amoyre de ke explanation to the emphor Shittas Rashi. He says, the Baraisa did not say the same Loshen as the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nichnosim Lechel, the Baraisa said Zakoin Lechel. And there's a tremendous difference. Zakoin Lechel Betrumoson means they are now permitted to eat Truma. But it would seem something else they're not permitted as yet to eat. That means we are speaking about what they're permitted to do, Zakoin, when they're permitted to eat Truma. Why are you only speaking about Truma? Because I'm speaking about Kahanim, which are not permitted to eat Kachim. I'm speaking about a Mechusa Kippurim. So in the Baraisa is telling us that a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, even though we can't eat Kodesh. That's how they learned Pshat in the Baraisa. So the Baraisa sheds light on their topic. The Mishnah doesn't say Zakoin Lechel. The Mishnah says, Nichnosim Lechel. It could be the word Nichnosim is the way we said yesterday from the Tzlach. The Tzlach wants to tell us that the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. When a Kohen goes to eat Truma, he's allowed to eat a Suda even though he didn't learn Krishma yet. Because he's Oisik Ba'avoide. So the Avoide of Achilas Truma is not Mechayev that he should learn Krishma before. So the Mishnah they learned is speaking about a Kohen that's not a Mechusa Kippurim. The Mishnah wants to tell us this Nikudah. So the Shaila was, what are you Medayik from the Nechnosim? In Yerushalmi they learned the Nechnosim like the Tzlach. The Zakoyim hit them. Zakoyim says we're speaking about a Mechusa Kippurim. Bavli learned Nechnosim wants to tell us we're speaking about a Mechusa Kippurim. So Bavli said that is Pshat in the Mishnah, and the Yerushalmi brought a Raya from the Berais. Let's see Taisa. Dilme biyach oirayu. So the Gemara asks a Shaila, how do you know that it means, biyashimshay? Maybe it means biyasoirayu. Perish Rashi, ache yizrach oiray shel yoim hashmini, umayve toyer toyer gavre, she yitayer ho'ish bahavot kol benoysov. That the person is metayer himself through the kolbon. V'taymo leperushay. Livroich ahi dehaoru, veheriv shimshoy oichul betrume. The Gemara in the oru brings a Mishnah from the Goyim. The Mishnah says, heriv shimshoy oichul betrume. He brought his kolbon, he's oichul bekotchim. So you see that the Mishnah is telling us that a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma. So why didn't the Gemara stel sich on this Mishnah? The Gemara brings a Baraisa. The Baraisa tells us a Drosha. Now the Gemara is mefalpul on the Drosha of the Baraisa. The Gemara should have been mefalpul. There's an offene Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us lahalocha Mechusa Kippurim is permitted to eat Truma after Erev Shemesh. So the Gemara should have asked, minolon de biyishim shayu. One kash. V'oi heichi motzi lemeima v'mayri d'zriche. Ubo ha-shemesh means that it's becoming day. V'i b'zriche ava motzi lemichtav v'kro v'zorach ha-shemesh v'toher. K'moi mi-mizrach ha-shemesh. If it means zrichat ha-shemesh, so it's the wrong terminology. It should have said v'zorach ha-shemesh. Oy loshen yitzie k'may ha-shemesh yotzo al ha-ore. Nokat bikro ubo ha-shemesh al-medahaynu shkiyas ha-chamo. I don't remember clearly, but someone wants to say that Vizorach HaShemesh could mean Netzach Hamo, when the sun, that's Richas HaShemesh. The halach is one is allowed to bring a korban after Alois HaShachar Meikar Adin. So therefore it says Ubo HaShemesh means Biyat Oiroi. As soon as the light of the sun comes into the world, the Vitoya is allowed to bring his korbanot. So the word Ubo is perhaps the right terminology. Yotzo and Vizorach could mean a later time in the day. Ba'oid, the Besamuch komi boile hayu bo HaShemesh. Now Tosis brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi had a shayla. What is the translation of a bo HaShemesh? I biyat oireihu? Is it biyat oirei? Or is it biyashimshoi? Uposhit mi baraisa, and the Yerushalmi was poshit from a baraisa, zeichel adovo. So Tosis asks, why wasn't the Yerushalmi poishit from an offene Mishnah? If the Yerushalmi did not know the halacha, if a mechusa kippurim is permitted to eat trumah, so you don't have to bring a raya from a baraisa. There's an offene Mishnah in the goyim. Harif shimshai oichel betrumah, alma dahainu bias shemesh. So the Pnei Yeshua explained, maybe we'll say the same parrots we said before, maybe Harif Shimshai Oichel Betrum is speaking about he's not a Mechusa Kippurim. But if you look in that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Harif Shimshai Oichel Betrum. He brings the Kalbonis as Oichel Bekotchim. So we see the Mishnah is speaking about a Mechusa Kippurim, and the Mishnah tells us the Halacha, that a Mechusa Kippurim is permitted to eat Trumah after Harif Shemesh. This kash is a amoyredike kash on Rashi. If the Yerushalmi did not know the halacha, so he should have figured out the halacha from the Mishnah in the Goy. V'yesh lefor, Shaltoisvi says, a new pshat in the Gemara. The hochi pirushi. The pilpul of the Gemara is not if a mechusa kippurim is permitted to eat trumah after Harif Shemesh. The pilpul in the Gemara is, what is the exact translation of Harif Shemesh? What is the exact translation of Ubo HaShemesh? Mimai dahai Ubo HaShemesh v'toyer bi HaShemesh u'mamesh. It means that the sun goes down completely. Umai v'toyer toyer yoyma. It means that the day leaves us. Dahainu tseisa keichob. Vilma bias oireihu, dahainu tchiloso shel shkiyas hachamo. Maybe the din of Harif Shemesh is that as soon as it becomes the shkiyah, the kohen is allowed to eat trumah. Maybe that's pshat and posik. Vuhu tchiles achnososo birikiyah. That is the beginning as soon as the sun goes down from the horizon. There's still plenty of time to say Sakechovit. Umay v'toher, so what is the Pasuk telling us? V'toher, like this, the Pasuk is telling us a sheer how far the sun has to go down. V'toher yoimo, that the day left us completely, it is pitch black, it is lilo. No, could be toher gavre. That the person, Ubo HaShemesh, as soon as the sun goes down, as soon as there was Shkiyah Tachameh, Toyer Gavra, the person will become Toyer. Vahashto. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara had a different Shaila. The Gemara didn't have a Shaila about a Mechusa Kippurim. The Gemara had a Shaila, what is the exact translation of Harif Shemesh? What is the exact translation of Ubo HaShemesh? So therefore, it's not shver what I asked. Bring the Mishnah in her oru. Vahashte lemasnis in the oru leikoshe midi. The motzei lemeimah Harif Shimshei the hosom. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Herev Shimshai Oichel Betrume. No, Herev Shimshai can very well mean Shkiyas Achama. The Mishnah does not shed light on this Shaila. V'af mei hosum loy tim shaydainu tzei sakichov. Mishim hochi itztich lesuyei hocha bereise di tzei sakichov. Therefore, that therefore our Mishnah also doesn't tell us anything. Me'ei mitai keirin eshma ba'arvin, misho shakonim nechnosum lechu betrumah, betrumosum, the shayla is when is that? Is that the shki? Is that tzei sakichov? The Mishnah is very unclear. So therefore, so the Rabbi Barav Shila figured it out from the Loshana Pasuk. And in Yerushalmi, they weren't able to be Medai from the Pasuk, but they said, but the Baraisa says, Simin Ledov, Teisa Kichom. So we see the Tannin knew somehow, some way, that the Zman of Erev Shemesh is Teisa Kichom. In Kain Leimikra V'yitho, according to Teisa, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That's on the Gemara's kasha. If the Pasuk is speaking about the person, Ubo HaShemesh, as soon as the sun goes down, V'yito, he'll become Tohir. That means he's speaking about two objects. The Shemesh goes down. V'yito, and as soon as the Shemesh goes down, the person will become Tohir. It says V'tohir, so it seems V'tohir is explaining how far the sun has to go down. That is Pshat Ubo Hashem. So Taisa says, Afal Gavda Bekama Mekaymis Ksi V'toyer. When you're speaking about a person, it says V'toyer also. Hosam Leke Lemite. There, one can make a mistake. Afal Hochedike Lemite. Havale Lemichtav V'yito. That we should understand that we're not explaining how far the sun has to go down. We're explaining after Bia Shemesh. The person is toyer, it should have said an explicit lashon of a yitah. So let's just go back 1 minute to that phase on Medallah. So according to Taisvis, the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Milse agavuchi kamashmala. Kahani meimis ka'ochli betrume mishas teisa kichob. Number one. Ve'hokim mashmala is means in another chiddush it's telling us. The kapora loy ma'akve, kidisanya. And now umimai is going on the first kiddush. You're telling us that the Mishnah is telling us that shas achilas trumis teisa kichovim. So the Gemara is going back on the first kiddush. Umimai dayubo hashemesh bias hashemesh. Maybe it's bias oiroi, and it means as soon as it goes down. That's the end pshat in the Mishnah. Amama, the Mishnah says, Misho shekahanim nechnosim lechel betchumoso. The Mishnah says that the kahanim, that this man, Krishma starts, Misho shekahanim nechnosim lechel betchumoso. Reminu, I'll ask you a kashe. There's a baraisa that says, Me'imus ay kairin eshma ba'alvin. When does one eat, when does one learn Krishma at night? Misha'oni nichnas lechel pitei b'melech. When the oni comes in, lechel pitei b'melech, we'll see why the Baraisa spoke about a poor person. Atsho sha'oimed li poter miteich sudosai. So the Baraisa is telling us that the Zman Krishma shel Arvis is very short. It starts at the time when an oni comes home, enters his house to eat pitei b'melech, and by the time he's finished eating, that is already the end of the Zman Krishma. Seife Vadi Plige Amatnis. So that what the Baraisa tells us, that the Zman Krishma ends, Bishas, the Oni, finishes his Suda, the Seife Zicha disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the earliest Zman that Krishma ends is after a third of the evening. Reisha milema plige amas nisen. Does the Reisha also gives a different zman? Our Mishnah says the zman ascholas akriye is mishosha kahanim nichnosim. The Baraisa says mishosha oni nichnas lechol pitei b'melech. So the Gemara says no. Loi, oni v'koyim chad shiurei. the Oni and the Koyin eat at the same time, that is Taisa Keichov. Let us see Rashi and Taisa. Misha Oni. Why are we speaking about an Oni eating? What is there special about an Oni? So Rashi says, an Oni she'ein loy ner lahadlik v'sudosei. An Oni does not have a ner. So the Goyin says, Gemara says in Yume that a blind person never is satisfied because he doesn't see what he's eating. The person sees what he's eating, so that can satisfy him. So a person who can afford a ner, he doesn't have to have such a, eat a large amount of food. He sees what he's eating, so that satisfies him. The Oni can't afford a ner, so he has a problem. If he's going to eat when it's pitch black, so he'll be hungry after the Suda also. So he makes sure that when he's going to eat, he'll be able to see what he's eating. So therefore, he comes to eat at an earlier time. That means an Oni and a Balabos don't eat at the same time. The Balabos can afford to, if he comes home from work, he could rest a little bit in the Suda, they'll put on the Neiris, but the Oni can't afford this. So that means the earliest time that he could come home to eat after work, he makes sure to eat his Suda. She'ein loy ner lahadlik b'sudosay. Now let us ask a pertinent question. The Gemara did not know exactly when this is. The Gemara said, is this the same time like Teisa Kechovim? So the Gemara says, yes, the same time like Teisa Kechovim. So it seems that Teisa Kechovim is night. So what did the Oni accomplish by eating Teisa Kechovim? If it was come on Bein Hashmoshes, if the union would permit to come home earlier, Memele. He'd be able to see what he's eating. He's coming home, Seisa Kechavim. What does he accomplish, Seisa Kechavim already? It is night. So it would be a raya from this Gemara to the Shitas HaRaivit in Psochem. The Raivit, in the beginning of Mesechtes Psochem, asks a question. The first Mishnah in Psochem says, Oyer la'abo oso boitkin et hachometz lo'oyer haner. So the Gemara says, what does Oyer La'abo Oso mean? It means the night of the 14th day, Boitkin et hachometz. So the Raivit says, so if it's the night of the 14th day, so why did the Tana say Oyer La'abo Oso? Why did he say Oyer La'abo Oso? Speaking about the night. So the Raivit says, Kol ha-mekoymois she-tzorich la-hagdim le-tchilas ha-layla. If it is essential to start something at the beginning of the night, Toni Oyer, Mitnei Sha'adayin Yesh Shom Oyer Hayoyim. Because there is still light by Teisak Echov. So the Raivit told us that in the beginning of the night is still light, and we see this from our Gemara. The Gemara says that the Oni eats as soon as possible, and that's Teisak Echovim. Baval Pikein, he's deriving benefit that his man Suda is then, so he doesn't have to splurge on Neiris, he can see what he's eating without Neiris. The next Rashi. Seifa Vadi Kligi Amatnis. The Seifa of the Braise, Ziche disagrees with the Mishnah. The Ktani Hoche, Atsho She'oimed Lipoter Mitoich HaSuda. The Beraisa said that his man Krishma ends when he finishes his Suda. Vahainu, that man is loike Rabbi Eleza, v'loike Rabbonon, v'loike Rabban Gamliel. This is not like any of these Tanoim. The Dorish uveshochbecho, the Beraisa, this Beraisa darshan veshochbecho, chila zman shchive. The first time when people start going to sleep, that means there are different zmanim when people start going to sleep. First the children and Azayvait, and there's different zmanim when people start going to sleep. So when the first sug of anoshim that goes, that starts laying down, that's considered zman shchive, and that is the time it takes for the Oni to start his Suda and to finish his Suda. And that's the zman krishme. aber man schließt den Zahn, als Zeif Hashimura Rishoyne. So the Gemara says, so the Seife sicher disagrees with our Mishnah. The Shail is, what about the Reishe? So the Gemara says, Oni v'koyin chachiyure. Oni kolai loiso. V'koyin tome lechel betrume chachiyure hu tzei sakricho. Zog Teise. Misho she oni nichnas lechel pitoi b'mela. So Teise asks, Teimo. Oni gufe mosa yispalo. And here it's a person in question. In the Mishnah we said, Pshat, that lechel means he gia itom lechel. There's a certain zman when he's allowed to eat, and that's a type, nichnosim lechel betrumosim. But by the oni, there's not a special zman. So nichnosim lechel, you have to take face value. When he comes in to eat, his mosa is follow. When will he daven? Well, will he learn krishme? The amret zman achilosai, ein is man krishme. Vekiven shel boz man krishme, also lahasul besuda. One is not allowed to eat, and ache is follow bereshe. Kedesanya lekamon, vekoyre krishme mispalo, vaoichu pito yom avore. The first, he has to learn krishme and daven meire, and then he eats. Vekol loiva radim rechachomim, chayiv mise. So, when does the oni learn krishme? And other Rishayim on the same, maybe we're speaking about a goy and oni. So we're not speaking about a goy, someone who's mechuyev to learn Krishna, but that mistavel that the Baraita is giving us a simon with a goy. The Yeshloimal, so Taisvis answers, this man tfile havi koidem lizman sude. This man tfile in Krishna is a little before this man sude. So we have to learn this Baraita with a grain of salt. Not only Eichel Pitzai B'melach, we have to add some salt to the Baraita. The Lav Davkim Sha'oni Nichnas Lechel, not when he's already coming in and sitting down to eat. El Puta Mi Ikore Koma. Sha'at She'yochinu Loi Sudosoi. For the time till they'll prepare the Suda, that means when he comes in and he announces, Atabosi, I'm here, start preparing the Suda, Yikra V'yispalo. I didn't understand, that means if there's a menu that you're serving him, so I understand, it takes some time to put in the plate. It would seem from the Baraisa that the menu was Pitoi Bemela. The Stasis meaning you start baking the bread now, then it's, you have a lot of time to bake bread. The salt you're not going to mind now, so what is there that you have to prepare? Sheyachinu Sudosoi. I found later the Meiri asks this on Taisvis. He doesn't understand according to Taisvis. I mean, if there's a Suda, there's a few courses, so they have to warm it up and this, so it takes some time. But for the Pitei B'melach, we have to understand what's the Hachone that is necessary for such a Suda that he has time then to learn Krishma and Daven Meire. That is the first baraita. Let us go further. The Raminu. May Amosai Maschilen Likrois Krishma Ba'arvis. Misho Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Lechel Piton Ba'arve Shabosai Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that the Zman of Krishma is when people eat their Suda Erev Shabbos. That's also a special time. V'chachomim ha'imrim, and what's the special time of Erev Shabbos? Because Erev Shabbos, the food is prepared already. There's, it's mukham, like this, he comes in, you have to start preparing. But Erev Shabbos, the food is prepared, so one can start eating his Suda earlier. Exactly when this is, we'll see later. Divrei Rav Meir. V'chachomim ha'imrim, Misho shakehanim zakoin lechel betrumosom. This man, Krishma is, Misho shakehanim zakoin lechel betrumosom, simin ledovo teisakechovim, that is this man. Now the Chachomim continue. Va'afo pi she'ein raya ledovo, even though I don't have 100% proof, zeiche ledovo. There's a zeiche ledovo that this is this man. Shenema v'anachnu oisim b'meloche, It says in Nehemiah, when they came back, so they were busy building in Yerushalayim. So it says, V'nachno oisim b'moloche, v'chetshiyam machzikim b'ramochim, others did moloche, others were guarding, v'alois ha'shacha, atzeis ha'kechot. V'oime, and it also says, v'ayolono alaylo mishmo, v'hayoyim moloch. My v'oime, why this is necessary to bring two psukim, v'chi teime, if we just say the first pasuk, I could think that the day starts minetzachamo. The day ends with Shkia Sahama. And these people worked overtime. They started from Aloysa Shacha. That means they started from the night. And they ended Teisa Kechom. They ended in the night. That's what I could have thought. Perhaps you'll tell me that when the sun goes down, Shkia Sahama, that's night. The Inu and these people, they worked overtime. The Mechashchi or Mechadmi. They stayed till night and they woke up early in the night and started working. Toshma v'hoyulonu halaylo mishma v'hayoyim meloche. It says these hours, alois ha'shacha, till tzeis ha'keichovim, this is called yoyim. So we see yoyim is till tzeis ha'keichovim, and from tzeis ha'keichovim it becomes light. Period. Now let us see people are in a hurry to eat the sude. They start the sude earlier. Shakel much and everything is prepared already. Even though, so if we would look at this baraisa is black and white. It says close that the night starts with Teis HaKechovim. They work by day. That's until Teis HaKechovim is called day. And from Teis HaKechovim is called night. So Rashi says something very interesting. She'ein raya ledovo. There is no raya. Shahayoyim kolo b'tzeis hakechovim. That there's no raya that the day ends with tzeis hakechovim. Zeicha ledova ike. So what is Rashi telling us? So Rashi is telling us, the pasuk says, they worked from dawn to tzeis hakechovim. From aloysa shacha to tzeis hakechovim. They work the whole day, that's for sure. But could be Laila is 20 minutes after Teis HaKechovim. Where the pasuk says they worked by day. That's true, the whole day they worked. But they worked by day, but not the whole day. There's another 20 minutes to the day. Could be the day ends 20 minutes later. And the way we mentioned before, Teis HaKechovim is still light. So could be the criteria of Laila is when it becomes completely dark. So what's the raya? What's the proof that the day ends with Teis HaKechovim? Maybe the day ends 20 minutes later or 30 minutes later. And let us elaborate 2 more minutes on this. Rashi says later in the sugya that we have here a machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachomim. Rav Meir says that Misho Shibnei Odom Nichnosim Lechel Sudosam Ba'arvei Shabbosei. The Zman Krishma is when people start eating Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says later in the Sugya, when is this Zman? So Rashi says, this Zman is the latest Zman. This is much later than Teis HaKechovim. That's what Rashi says later. That means, normally, a normal suda, he eats an hour after Teis HaKechovim. Erev Shabbos, he eats a half an hour after Teis HaKechovim. That's why. So according to Rav Meir, according to Shitas Rashi, the Zman of Krishma, according to Rav Meir, is 30 minutes after Teis HaKechovim. because it's the Zman HaMeucho. It's a later Zman. Now the Chachamim want to disagree with Rav Meir. So they said, you know, the Zman of Laila is Seisa Kechovim. So then they had to clear their throat. Listen, I'm bringing a Pasik. Listen, you can't pinpoint me. Maybe you could say that day, the day doesn't end with Seisa Kechovim. Ein Raila Dovo Shayoim Kolob is Seisa Kechovim. Could be a taka end 30 minutes later, but the pashtus aposik would seem they worked by day, there was a mishma by night, so it would seem that the day ends by Seisa Kechovim, but it is not a raya gemure, it is only a zeichel. So according to Rashi, it's very gishmak what the pilpul was between the Chachomim and Rav Meir. The Mechashchi, v'oisin meloche belaylo, mishkiyes achamo at Seisa Kechovim. Maybe Laila is Shkiyas Achame, and they do work for Laila. Umekadmi, mashkimin koidem ayoim, dehem ayoim loy havi ad honeit achame, vehein magdimim yaloisa shacha, dava kamei mahalach ein milim. So shma, bo yulonu halaylo mishma, midekoma vahayoim meloche, they did the day meloche, al mahay da ovid maloisa shacha, atseisa kechovim, yomamihu, that is the day. The day does, it's not only fresh our memory. Yesterday we learned, Taisva said, we learn Krishma early. So Taisva said, why do we learn Krishma early? So Taisva says, we're Saimach on the Tane that holds the Gam Mishor Shibnei Odom Nichnosim Lohose. We hold like this Tane. That is man Krishma is Bishosh ne Adam Nichnasim Lahosim behind the Sudis Erev Shabbos. The Oise mi ba'oid yoin. This was mi ba'oid yoin. This is before Seisa Kechov. So now we have a Moiridika Machloikis Rashi in Taisvis when this man Sudis Erev Shabbos. Taisvis learns this man Sudis Erev Shabbos is mi ba'oid yoin. So now let us try to understand the Machloikis Ramei and the Chachomim. The Meir says this man Shchive is mi ba'oid yoyim, and the Chachamim says the Seisa Kechovim. Ma'af al pi she'ein ra'yu ledovo, seichel ledovo. So we can't say Rashi's pshat. That means if this man, if Laila is Seisa Kechovim, so it's a ra'y against you. You said we could lay in Krishma. You said we could lay in Krishma when it's mi ba'oid yoyim. So I have a ra'y. So let's look at Taisvitz. So Taisva says, Avo bishen raya ledova, raya gemura eino, doloi mairi hosam linyin krishme. So Taisva says, a nuk shatin the gemura. The machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim is when's man shrivis. So you're telling me that Laila is from Seisa Kechovim. Rav Meir doesn't disagree with you. We're speaking about man shrivis. Rav Meir holds man shrivis is mi boi yoin. You're telling me it's Seisa Kechovim. So that's a matter of opinion. We'll take a census. We'll find out when people start going to sleep. But Al Kofonim, the Pasuk doesn't prove to me that since it's Laila, that's Man Shiva, maybe people go to sleep before night. So therefore, so Taisvis Lishitosa, he had a different shot in the Afal Pishen Rai Ledovo Zeicha Ledovo. Kasal Kedaita. Now the Gemara held. Now we have already three shiurim when the Zman Krishma is. In the first Baraisa we had when an Oni eats the Suda. The second Baraisa we had when a Balabos eats the Suda Erev Shabbos. And the Chachamimol says the Kichot. Kasal Kedaitach, the Gemara held the Oni ubnei Odom chad shiurim. That the Zman that an Oni eats the whole week, and the Bnei Odom eat Erev Shabbos, Chachi Yura. The E Amrit, so now, if this is one Shia, the Amrit Oni the Koyin Chachi Yura, if you'll tell me that an Oni in a Koyin is Chachi Yura, Chachomim Hainu Rameya. So the Chachomim is saying the same thing like Rameya. Because Oni Bnei Odom is the same Shia. And Oni and Kahanim is the same Shir. So Chachomim Hayne Rav Meir. Elishma Mino. So Saraya, that's what you told me before. Oni V'Kahanim Chad Shiyure. That is wrong. Oni sheyura lechut, v'koyin sheyura lechut. That's what the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, Loi, what I told you before is correct. Oni v'koyin chad sheyuru. A oni and a koyin is one shear. Oni u'bnei odom lav chad sheyuru. That means oni is this is seis hakechov. That's oni v'koyin. Bnei odom that eat Erev Shabbos is not Chad Sheyuru. And that, what is it? So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's after Seis HaKechov, and according to Tosfos, it's before Seis HaKechov. Let us see what Rashi says. Kosal Kedaitoch, Roi Bnei Odom, the Goyin makes a Gilsa here, She'enom Aniyim. The Goyin explains, Rashi had a very interesting shayla over here. One Mishnah speaks about she'oni nichnas l'sudosa. One b'raisa. The other b'raisa speaks about when b'nei odam are nichnas. So one comes to the conclusion that an oni is not a ben odam. Because this is called a ben odam and this is called an oni. So that's not fair. So Rashi tells us roiv b'nei odam. I mean, it means b'nei odam. He means roiv people are not aniyim. So that's Roi b'nei Odom she'enom aniyim. That's why he calls them. He means most people are not aniyim. She'enom aniyim. Kloima b'nei Odom bi'alvei shabosi va'aniyim bi'mois achoil chad sheyuru. Period. Zok t'gemar evait. V'raminu v'oni v'koyim chad sheyuru. Now are you still telling me that oni v'koyin is one shear? V'reminu. Now we have a baraisa with a few days. Me'emosai matchilen likrei shma ba'arven. When does one start learning Krishna? Misho shekidish hayoyim ba'arve shabosat. As soon as it becomes bein hashmoshes erev Shabbos. As soon as one is not allowed to do meloche. That is the Zman Krishma. So we have here now one Tane that holds that the Zman Shchive starts from the Shkia, from Bein HaShmosh. Divrei Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Misho Shakehanim Mituhorim Lechel Betrumosam. Rabbi Yeshua holds the Zman Shchive is Seis HaKechot. So we have here Bein HaShmosh, from the beginning of Bein HaShmosh, that's Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Shua says, Seis HaKechov. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Misho Shakehanim Toivlem Lechel Betrumosam. Rabbi Meir says that the Zman is when the Kehanim Toivle themselves. The Kehanim have to Toivle themselves before Bein HaShmoshes in order that the Erev Shemesh should help on their Tefillah. So Rabbi Meir says, when the Kehanim Toivle themselves, that's the Zman of Krishna. Omar loy Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Meir, but loy kahanim mi ba'od yoyim heim toivlen. The kahanim toivle themselves by day. That means, so by day is zicha not as man shrivet. So Rabbi Meir's day is zicha couldn't accept. Rabbi Chanina oimer, misho she'oni nichnas lechel pitoi b'melech. Rabbi Chanina says this man shrivet when an oni comes lechel pitoi b'melech. Rabbi Choy, ואומרו לו רב אחר אומר, מישו שרוי בני אודם נכנוסים להוסף. When roi people eat, and Rashi says, either it means Erev Shabbos, or it means B'chol Laila. So now we have here, Bas Rab Elezer, the Zman, Shrive is from the beginning of Bein HaShmosh. Rabbi Yeshua is Seis HaKechov. Rav Meir is the Kahanim that toivle themselves before Bein HaShmosh. Rabbi Yehuda said that to me by Yoin. And Rav Chanina says, Misho she'oni nichnes lecho pitei b'melech. Rav Acha says, Misho she'roi b'ni odem nichnosem los. So the Gemara says, if you are correct what you told me before, v'i amret oni v'koyin chad she'yurahu, if you're going to tell me that oni v'koyin is the same shear, so Rab Chanina that says Oni, and Rabbi Yeshua that says Seis HaKechovim, Rab Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Rab Chanina is Rab Yeshua. Ela lashma mino shiure da oni lechud o shiure de koyin lechud shma mino. So we see that that's what you told me before, that oni in Kahanim is the same shiur, that is incorrect. Shiure da oni lechud, shiure de koyin lechud. Hai minayu me'ucha. Now the Gemara asks of the different zmanim, which zman comes later. Mistavre da oni me'ucha. Oni is after Teisa Kechov. And we see it's Meira, the after Teisa Kechov, it's still light. The amrit da oni mugdim, if you'll say oni is before Teisa Kechov, Rab Chanina hainu Rabbi Lezer. So then Rab Chanina is saying the same thing like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said this man is from the beginning of Ein Hashmoshe, so Rab Chanina is before Teisa Kechovim, so he's saying the same thing like Rab Elezer. El Olav Shema Mino, the Oni Meuchel Shema Mino. So let us see Teisus first. There's a Meir Adike Teisus. Visal Kedaiter, the Oni Kodim, Rab Chanina Haino Rab Elezer. So Teisus asks, why do you jump? Why do you say Rab Chanina is Rab Elezer? Let us say, there's the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, there's Teisa Kechovim, let us say that's a Zman of 13 minutes, Bein Hashmoshes is 13 minutes. So he says from the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, he says 13 minutes later, Teisa Kechovim, and Oni is in between. It's in between. That's Teisa's Kash. Le'moti le'meima the Oni kodim le'kiddush hayayim. Maybe Oni is before Bein Hashmoshes. Oy kiddush hayoyim kodim l'shiyur ed Oni. Maybe it's before. Why? What's the proof? Loi mistavro l'chale kol kach b'shiyur ed zman shchive d'chol zmanim halolu istay. Taisus says it's not mistavro to make so many zman. So the Taisus is very difficult to understand. You don't make so many zman. The zman of Krishna can't start 5 minutes after Bein Hashmoshes or 5 minutes before Bein Hashmoshes. So what did you accomplish? You say that the Zman Shchive is 10 minutes after Teisa Kechovim, so that you could understand. If there's Zmanim, so put it in, so say that it's 10 minutes after Bein Hashmoshes. Why is it Loi Mistavro? So the Marsha explains Teisa, so the Marsha says as follows. That means like this. Zman Shchive before Teisa Kechovim, you don't have anything that is happening that is motivating someone to go to sleep. You have Bein Hashmoshes. The Bein Hashmoshes is 30 minutes. Why should I say that 10 minutes after Bein Hashmoshes, people start going to sleep? What motivates them? Or 5 minutes before Bein Hashmoshes? Before Teisa Kechovim, it's not Mistavah to divide his manim in fractions that he says 5 minutes here, 5 minutes later. Because the way we mentioned, Teisa Kechovim is still light. So could be. This makes sense. So he held Teisa Kechovim is man shchive. So Rabbi Chanina holds, no, it's man shchive. It's the light outside. Ask your kids, you tell them to go to sleep. They'll show you it's the light. Man shchive. It's 15 minutes later. 15 minutes later. Now it's dark. After Teisa Kechovim, you could make Zmanim. But between Bein Hashmoshes and Teisa Kechovim, it is not Mestavah. So the Gemara says, Rab Chanina, Aino Rab Elezer. There's a Meir Dike Kashe, that the Nachlas David asks, the Dibre David asks on Teisvitz, and let me just share the Kashe with you. Teisvitz holds that the Zman Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Ba'arvei Shabosais, is me boyd yoin. That man is me boyd yoin. That is before Teisa Kechovim. So you see there's a tane that holds that this man shchive could be me boyd yoin before Teisa Kechovim. There is such a tane. So why can you stick the yoni also in? At Amoyre di Kekashe, the Nachlas David asks on Teisvis, and he blames with a kashe. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Misho shekiddush hayoyim ba'arvei shabosois, haynu bein hashmoshois, sofik yoyim, sofik laila. Even the sofiku, kiddush hayoyim may sofik. That means it's sofik laila, so kiddush hayoyim one is also the melacha. Misho shakehanim toivlen.
when the Kahanim toivu themselves. Hainu koidim bein ha-shmoshes. The Kahanim have to tell themselves before bein ha-shmoshes. Kidei sheyei lahem koidim bein ha-shmoshes Erev Shemesh. That before, that they have to, after the tefillah, then they have to have Erev Shemesh. Vochem rinim b'memem adlikin, des man ha-tefillah koidim bein ha-shmoshes miyad. So Rav Yehuda asked on Rav Meir, Baloi kahanim mi ba'od yoimim toivlim. The kahanim toivl themselves by day. If you go with it, when they go to the mikveh, that's by day. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda l'taymei, the omer of a memem adlikin, bein ha-shmoshe is kidei mahalach chatzi mil, others make a gilsa, Rabbi Yehuda and Zuchayin Abach, must make a gilsa chelke mil, because the zarai from a gemara means 2/3 of a meal, or 3/4 of a meal. So, not a chatzi mil. A chatzi mil is 9 minutes. Like this, there's manim 12 minutes, 30 minutes. Koidim teisa kechodim. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that 13 minutes before teisa kechodim, kori bein ashmoshe, vahave sofi, hilkach tzvile de mikame yochi. So the koyin has to make sure to toivel himself before 13 minutes before teisa kechodim. So that's me boy yoin. So when he goes to toivel himself, that's me by yoin. The lav man shivu. That's Rav Yehuda's kashan rameya. Ule kama meforish, my ahada le Rav Meir. What Rav Meir answered? We have here Rav Achoy. He said this man is nichnosim lohosis. Is the omri b'moy sachil? When they start eating b'moy sachil. Ve is the omri b'shabosis. Mikol mokein mi'ucha hu lekulam. This feels the Divrei David holds is correct. But this is the latest man. The latest man of all is Bishar Shenichnosim Neodim Nichnosim Lohotim. That is the latest man. Vahai Minayu Me'uche, the Gemara asks a Shaila, which is Me'uche Oni or Koyin, the Oni Oy the Koyin, Lukulam is a guy. So the Gemara, Ochi Gassini, Talkatait is Oni Kodim, Rabchanina Hain Rabbalev. Let's go a little further. Omar lei Rav Yehuda, v'aloi kehanim mi bo'oid yoim heim toivlem. Rav Yehuda asked Rav Meir, how could you say Zman Shchive is when the kehanim go to toivl themselves? They toivl themselves mi bo'oid yoim. The Gemara says, Shapir koma lei Rav Yehuda Rav Meir. Takem du tshkashe, what's that Rav Meir? How could Rav Meir say this man's tefillah, that's his man shchive. The Rav Meir, ochi komalei. Rav Meir says as follows. Misovris ta noa bein ha-shmoshes didoch ko amine. You think I hold your shir of bein ha-shmoshes 30 minutes? That it means the kohen goes to the mikveh 20 minutes before Laila. No. A noa bein ha-shmoshes the Rav Yosi ko amine. I hold according to Rav Yosi. The Omer Rav Yosi bein ha-shmosh is keref hayim. Ze nichnas v'ze yoytzei v'efshel lam v'idolam. I hold the shir bein ha-shmosh is keref hayim is a minute before Teisa Kechovim. So the Kahanim are toivu themselves 4 minutes before Teisa Kechovim. No, 4 minutes before Teisa Kechovim is that's Laila, that's man shchide. So that is the machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda held that he held his shir of bein ha-shmoshes. So it's meboy yoyim. He answered him, "No, I hold like Rabbi Yosi." Now let's see the taste. We mentioned this yesterday already. Amale Rabbi Yehuda v'loy kahanim meboy yoyim hein toivle. Now this taste was written by the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a tremendous kasha on this gemara. Yesterday we learned that Rabbeinu Tam says we learn Krishma early because we're Saimach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can learn Krishma Miplaga Mincha. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the Hilchis Krishma and Hilchis Tfilas Alvis are start at the same Zman. So since Zman Tfilas Alvis is Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Laila, so Zman Krishma is also an hour and a quarter before Laila. So Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said one can learn Krishma Shalavas pretty early. And Rabbi Meir said that one could learn Krishma 15 minutes before Laila, so he jumped on his throat, me boy, yoimim toivlim. Listen here, you're very critical on Rameya. Look at yourself. You hold an hour and a quarter before Laila Kalein Kishma. Tema, Tikshilei Lenavshei, Shrei Plaga Minche Miboyoymi, Hu Oymer Miyad Shiyaver Plaga Minche Avizman Tfilat Alvis, Vishloima Vilididei Loikash, Loidorish Vishach Becho Vikumecho, Avul Rabbonon Vidorshi, Kashe de Eino Izman Shchive. He doesn't darshan b'shach b'cho v'kumecha, but you darshan, so you have to be consistent. I saw a moire dike beer for Rabbi Yonis and Zechayin Lebroch, and he asks a moire dike kashe. Yesterday we learned the Rishonim, which is when is the Zman of Krishma? Why we learn Krishma so early? So the Rabbi Netam came up with an einfall, Zman Krishma, we passed on like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zman Krishma is from Plagamit. Fine, beautiful. So Rabbi Yonason asks, we don't find this any place. This connection, Krishma to Arbis, was Rabbi Netam Tashtik Tayre. Here we have a Baraita. Every Tane is saying when this man, Krishma is Rameyer and Dos. Rameyer opened up his mouth, he said, the Bishosh Kahanim, Toivlin, so Rabbi Yehuda said, can't be, that man's man Shribe. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda tell us when this man Krishma is? Why did he keep it a secret? He had to wait till Rabbi Netam would tell us. Why did Rabbi Yehuda only came into the Baraisa to chapel with Rameya? Why didn't he state his opinion also? So Rabbi Yonis and Zechayin Lebroche says, because he did not belong in this Baraisa. That's the status. All these Tanoim are speaking about when's man Shchive. They darshan b'shoch because man shchive. So they claim, go to see this, when does man shchive? So Mamela Rameya said, 15 minutes before night is man shchive. He jumped down Rameya's throat, says, man shchive, please. It's 50 minutes, my yoy main title. That's that. But he didn't want to say enter his opinion over here, because he also, Rabbi, you're making a grubben toys. This man krishma b'chlal is not totally in man shchive. But he couldn't enter his opinion here because all these people belong to a different party. Their machloikis is when's man shchive is, so he couldn't give his day. What is takip pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yonason brings down, it could be there are shitas apoiskim that say, that could be that the minatayre, a person is mechuyev to lane Krishma twice in a mesla. When this twice should be, minatayre could be, there's no definite man. The Chachomim or Magdir Azman, listen, it's not Hefkadik. The Chachomim gave Azman for the morning, that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Krishma shall alvis is a diraita, but the exact time when it should be, that Rabbi Yehuda is not midiraita. That's how the Rabbono, I mean, I say that you learn two times Krishma. The pasuk is adding, you have to learn two times Krishma. Upon him, that he had a makoil. But the exact time when it had to be, whenever you want minatayra. The Rabbono gave a shir. The Rabbono the kishir, so mistaver, when you daven meiris, that's when you learn Krishma. So therefore, the shir of Rabbi Yehuda of Krishma, if he doesn't hold the Vishach B'chav Kamecha, since it's a shir midarabonon, so mistome, that's what he held. He held that this man Krishma shall alvis is totally in Zman al. The Rabbonon were magdim the shir that it starts when one is able to daven Meir.